Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union proudly serves the armed forces, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission, insured by NCUA, by Catsup Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly. First Command, plan to plan again. And by Annapolis Ice Cream Company and Always Ice Cream, voted best ice cream in Annapolis for the last 17 years in a row.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network. Coming up, certainly an emotional weekend at the Naval Academy. The Mids fall into Air Force, and the news was what it was. The ultimate result is Ivan Jasper still with the Navy football program. We'll hear from the head coach of the Navy Midshipmen. I think that's the important thing this week, is that you hear from Ken Niumatalolo and his thoughts publicly about what transpired this weekend, and obviously what things will be like going forward with he and his staff, which has had so much continuity. And that's been the one thing about the triple option era, so much continuity in the coaching staff until recently with some of the defensive changes that were made. Brian Newberry's come in and done a terrific job with the defense. We will hear from the head coach throughout this Navy Sports Magazine. We'll also get you up to date on some of the other great sports going on around the yard as the Navy men's soccer team with an impressive 2-0 win Tuesday night versus Longwood. We'll give you the details on that as well. It's all a part of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
It's time. Time to take on the future. Time to plan more than just a day again. It's time to dream again, to look ahead again, focus on life again. You haven't dedicated your life to serving your country, only to come this far. We can help you plan for what's next again, because we're dedicated to helping you pursue your financial future. So let's talk. It's free to do. We are First Command, and we are ready.
Navy fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your favorite Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, Budweiser reminds you that responsibility has its rewards. If you're 21 or over, enjoy responsibly and always plan for a safe ride home, whether that's requesting a rideshare service or using a designated driver. A message from Navy Athletics and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you responsibility has its rewards.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for every Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in stock merchandise. Visit NavalAcademyTourism.com for information.
The latest on Naval Academy Athletics is as close as your computer, thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipmen student athletes. Make sure you log on today.
Annapolis Ice Cream Company in historic downtown Annapolis is now a part of the Always Ice Cream Company family, which now has locations in West Annapolis, Edgewater, and coming soon to an area near you. Stop on by for delicious local homemade ice cream that has been best in Annapolis for the last 17 years. From Cookie Monster and Blue Angels to dairy-free and vegan flavors, everyone can find a flavor that they want. Work hard, play hard, eat ice cream.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. Head coach Ken Niumatalolo met the media this week in his Monday media session. Important that I think you hear from the head coach, certainly answered all of the questions that arose this past week. And ultimately, as we said, Ivan Jasper stays with the program, will continue to coach the quarterbacks as he's done since the inception here of the triple option era here at the Naval Academy. Coach Niumatalolo on certainly what has been an emotional weekend for the Navy football program.
Well, obviously it's a tough loss. Saturday, to lose to your rivals is always tough. You know, to lose Air Force and like that. I mean, it's just a tough, you know, started with tough loss, Wags. I don't think Mr. Galachuk was too happy the way things transpired, you know, and he's the leader of our department. And, you know, he made a decision after the game that, you know, he was going to, you know, let Coach Jasper go. You know, again, none of us were happy. You know, I mean, a lot of emotions after the game, you know, to lose to a rival like that. We didn't play well on offense. But there's been some discussions since then. You know, I've met with him And, you know, we just talk more about the situation. There's been more things that have transpired since then. Is that the right thing to do? I mean, it's, we still got a lot to play for. Coach Jasper has meant so much to this program. Obviously, we're not playing well now on offense, but the things that he's done for this school and for this program over the years has been monumental. You just look at all the guys that he's done. I mean, two NFL players, all the record books, rushing quarterback records. Coach Jasper pretty much owns his quarterbacks pretty much won them all. And more importantly, I mean, he's beloved by people. I mean, he's beloved by his players, he's a great developer of quarterback, but also of men, guys that are serving our fleet in our Navy Marine Corps. So there's just been more discussions about that. Is that the route we want to go? And so where we're at right now is, ask Mr. Gladchuk to reconsider, just to reconsider that, because, like I said, who he is, and just, you know, my mind, I didn't agree with the situation. It's not the right thing to do. So after, you know, further consideration, but Chet wanted changes, though. He doesn't like where we're at, you know, as an offense, but which I get. I'm the head coach, and I recognize that we're struggling on offense right now. And so what I've done now is, since that time, is, you know, I've asked him, I would love to keep Coach Jasper. You know, I'm already heavily involved in offense. I mean, I always have been. I mean, I'm the head coach, but I've always been on the offensive side of the ball. Many times I call plays. You know, I mean, I'm heavily involved on offense, but Coach Jasper will just, you know, be at the program, but he'll coach the quarterbacks and we'll continue forward. You know what I mean? And I'll call plays. Like I said, I've called plays before. You know, Coach Jasper has been the coordinator. You know, I'm in there heavily involved coordinating with him. You know, so we'll continue to collaborate with him and all the other coaches on our staff. But it was an unfortunate situation. You know, there's some emotion involved, obviously, but we just lost a big game. You know, it's like some things happened and in the locker room, but cooler heads have prevailed. And so that's, you know, where we're at right now. So
just to be clear, Coach Jasper has been reinstated as a member of the staff, will coach the quarterbacks. You will, in essence, you'll take over calling plays, which you have done before, as you mentioned. But is that clear that he is, Coach Jasper's back?
Yes, Coach Jasper has been reinstated, okay. You know, which I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for, you know, and I just took, we're a stronger program. We have a better chance if he's with us. I mean, it's like, he's the best option coach around. You know what I mean? We're not playing very well, and we'll get that fixed, and we're going to keep working. But losing him was not the right answer. Like I said, there's a lot of emotion going on. But the right thing is to keep Coach Jasper here. Like I said, I mean, it's – whatever. I mean, you can call me the coordinator, but I've been heavily involved in the offense anyway. I always have been. I mean, that's the side of the ball I've been on in all the years I've been a head coach. The defensive coordinators, I've always left them alone, whether it's Buddy Green or Dale Pearson and now Brian Newberry. I'm on the offensive side of the ball, heavily involved in everything on that side. And so I'm just much to blame on all this too. You know what I mean? But we're going to get this right. We're not quitters, man. We've been in this profession a long time, and we recognize what this profession is about. We ain't going anywhere. We got a lot to play for, man. Still got 10 games. Still got, our league play. We still got Army at the end. There's a lot to play for. Not excited about where we are offensively. Not excited about being on two, but we ain't going anywhere. We're going to keep fighting.
Kenny, is there concern about what this has done, at any damage, or do you feel that you can look at this as two ways. It's a wake-up call shot across the bow that everybody has got to pick it up, or you could say that this has been a terrible distraction that was unnecessary.
We didn't need a wake-up call, Wags. You know what I mean? We've been doing this we do this as a living. You know what I mean? We're coaches. You know what I mean? This isn't a 9-to-5 job. We punch your card and, like, you know you have to win and you have to produce. We didn't need any shot in the bow or wake-up call. I mean, No, we didn't need that. I mean, we see where we're at. We saw, now the media stuff might write about last year, but I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about this year. And so seeing where our team is, and we're 0-2 right now, that's all I look at. Other people will be, I don't look at it, because to me, last year is irrelevant. We're trying to get the 2021 team, and there wasn't, I didn't need any wake-up call for that. That's why, I mean, I don't know if this sounds egotistical or whatever, but there's a reason I've been in this profession for a long time, because I know what this profession is about. This is a freaking ruthless profession. It's ruthless, and it will spit you out in a heartbeat. You know, I've been coaching 31 years. I know what this business is about. It's a hard, 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 hard business. This isn't for the faint of heart. To be a coach is not for everybody. This is a hard deal. I didn't need anybody to tell me anything. I don't think any of our coaches need anybody to. We know we got to get better, and we want to keep fighting, and we want to keep inspiring. But I talked to our team, right? And I talked to our team. We had a long meeting. We're here at the United States Naval Academy. We're basically leaders for our country. You know what I mean? And so I've told them there's adversity all the time. You're going to be first and foremost a leader of your family. And there's going to be things that come up in your family with your marriage, your kids and stuff. But hopefully you don't run out on your family. Hopefully you keep leading. Same thing when you're a sailor and marine, over sailors and marines. There are going to be things you have to lead them about. And so, you know, I talked to them last night. These are some tough times, but you have to weather them. You continue to keep, you know, coming together as a family. It was, you know, it was a big enough distraction to lose to Air Force. I mean, that sucked. You know, I mean, what a great atmosphere, and it sucked. So, you know, it was unfortunate the other part happened, but it is what it is. We're going to deal with it, but, you know, we didn't need it, and we didn't need a wake-up call.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. As the Mids have a week off this week, they will be in Houston, Texas for a matchup with the Houston Cougars of the American Athletic Conference. Conference opener for the Midshipmen coming up on September the 25th. Looking forward to seeing all of our friends in the Lone Star State. Usually some great tailgates down there as well. We'll hear from more from Ken Niumatalolo coming up as he met the media this week. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network. Ken Niumatalolo's media session this week, taking a little longer. Obviously, a lot of questions to answer, but the coach didn't duck any of them, that's for sure. As he mentioned, I mean, this is a guy that's won 101 games here at the Naval Academy, the winningest all-time coach. No question that certainly was out of bounds or off limits this week. He answered them all, and we'll continue to listen to the head coach as he met the media on Monday.
Hey, Ken. Not to dwell on the point, but there's a few details I was just curious about. The process of Ivan originally being let go, had you talked to Chet about that at all, or was it as much of a surprise to you as it was to the rest of us? It just seems odd for you not to be involved in that decision, that original decision.
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a head coach, you normally make those decisions with your assistants. I mean, I wasn't involved with it. I mean, there's a lot of emotion after the game. You know, yes, I was surprised by it. You know what I mean? But, you know, like I said, we've had discussions after that to try to hopefully mend this. You know what I mean? What happened? Everybody's mad. Anybody involved in Navy football, nobody likes losing like that. We didn't like losing the Air Force. And he was very upset with the offense. And so, I get it. But I was not involved with it. You know, I was actually another part of the locker room, but, it's normally not how it's done, but there's, like I said, there's, I guess we all live and learn, you know.
So it sounds like you guys have had a lot of conversations since then, obviously. So was there a whole conversation about, okay, what to look at the entire staff at that point, considering, so I guess the situation doesn't rise again?
There's a lot of discussion in all of it. I mean, obviously our athletic director is not happy with the offense. Neither am I. I mean, I'm not happy. I mean, we're a proud offensive unit, man, that has scored many points over many years and been very prolific over the years. And to be where we're at none of us are happy. And so we had a lot of discussions, a lot of things, you know, what's going on? just from everything. I mean, we just had a long discussion on Sunday, just trying to figure this out. And I get it. I mean, he's the athletic director and he wants some answers. I'm a head coach. I'm a big boy. I'm willing to, sit down and like, hey, been doing this a long time. Sit down, we'll discuss things. But yeah, that's how it transpired. Like I said, I mean, it was unfortunate the way it did, but this is hopefully, we're pressing forward. Hopefully it doesn't happen in more like that.
You said you're going to call the plays. Ivan will continue to work with quarterbacks. Do you need someone as the official OC, or is that something that it becomes a off-season issue?
We collaborate so much. I mean, a big part of it is, I was to take that title, but I've been heavily involved already. That's where I'm at every day on offensive side of the ball. So I've always been on offense since, that's actually why I got the job in 2008 when Paul left. I learned the offense from Coach Johnson. And the next guy that knew, this is Coach Johnson's offense. And obviously we tweaked it a little bit, learned it from him. And, I was the next guy that knew it the best besides Coach Johnson because he taught me everything. And so I'm doing that already. I'm on that side of the ball. It's not like things are changing. I guess I don't know how to explain it. I'm more heavily involved, but I don't know how much more heavily involved I can get. That's where I spend my whole day on the offensive side of the ball. I know I'm not explaining right, but I guess I'm, but I'll still be over there, having strong opinions and strong ideas. A lot of them are ideas. A lot of them are, we collaborate a lot on offense side of the ball. There are a lot of good coaches with great ideas in there. I mean, they're great. I mean, they're really good football coaches on that side. Coach Ingram, obviously Coach Jasper, Coach O'Rourke, Coach Okaitis, Coach Dupe, Coach McDonald. My son Bob just joined us, helping out this year with Billy Ray's deal. But we've been in that room, that white room, for many years. We've probably spent more time in that white room than we have in these last 15 years than we have in our own living room. I mean, that's where we live. That's where we make game plans. And obviously our last couple of game plans haven't been too great, but we ain't going anywhere. We're going to still be in there scrapping and trying to get this thing right.
That's Navy head football coach Kenny Amatalolo. The mids getting set for the Houston Cougars coming up on September the 25th. And of course, as this journey rolls along, we'll conclude the season in December. The Black Knights of Army, final CIC game of the season. Remember, as always, the Army-Navy series brought to you by our good friends at USAA. Tremendous game sponsors and, of course, the sponsor of the Army-Navy series as well. Coming up, get you up to date with some of the other good things going on around the yard. Navy water polo with a couple of nice wins this weekend. Men's soccer with a win on Tuesday night. All those details coming up next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
USAA Insurance is made for the safe pilots, like Sergeant Hayden. When her hands are on the wheel, her phone is in her purse. So don't bother calling. You're going straight to voicemail. And because she has the USAA Safe Pilot app, her eyes on the road means more money in her pocket. Safe drivers can save up to 30% on auto insurance with USAA Safe Pilot. Visit usaa.com/safepilot to start saving. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA Safe Pilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of Safe Pilot app required. Earned driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. In Virginia, earned driving discount is up to 20% for renewals before August 23rd, 2021 and up to 30% if earned after that. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. San Antonio, Texas.
Today, more than ever, we need tradition, like the traditions of Navy football, cannons blasting, the march on of the midshipmen, flyovers, tailgates, and patriotism. Here at Seawolf Brewery, we toast that tradition and honor it by brewing Navy Tribute Beer with military precision to the highest code of honor, and tradition. As a proud supporter of Navy athletics, Seawolf Brewery is all in. Learn more about our mission. Go to seawolfbrewery.com. Enjoy responsibly.
Men, are you concerned about your look as you age gracefully, or skin damage from days on the bay? Sullivan Surgery & Spa is a SkinCeuticals advanced medical spa with the perfect treatments to fix all your skin concerns. Sullivan Surgery & Spa also offers surgical options to treat droopy eyelids or pesky love handles and more. Visit SullivanSurgery.com or call 410-571-1280 to learn about our full range of treatments. Visit Sullivan Surgery & Spa today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union is a proud supporter of Navy athletics. Navy water polo team with a couple of nice wins this week, knocking off Brown 11-7 and Iona 12-7. Great weekend for Caden Capobianco, the goalie for the midshipmen, as he picks up the Defensive Player of the Week honors for this past week, as Capobianco out of Laguna Beach, California, did a solid job against Brown with 10 saves and a couple of steals in that win. And then in the working the second half of Navy's win over Iona, 12 saves in that one and allowing just 4 goals. 44 saves on the year so far for Capobianco, and congratulations to him. And, of course, goalies under fire in that pool during the course of water polo matches. And a great job there as they get the job done over the weekend for Louis Nicolau's team. We'll have the Air Force matchup coming up next Thursday. You'll be able to watch that on ESPN+. So it'll be a chance to see them on the TV circuit for the Mids and Air Force coming up next Thursday. Meanwhile, men's soccer team off to a terrific start for Tim O'Donohue. They continued their winning ways on Tuesday night with another win under the lights at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility as they played a strong second half to get by Longwood by a score of 2-0. And great crowds so far, by the way, this week. Over 1,200 strong on Sunday for the women's soccer matchup. So I know both programs appreciate the amazing support that you all continue to give Navy soccer at one of the premier venues in all of soccer as well. So your continued support is very appreciated there. And as always, to get the latest updated schedule on all 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy, it's your one-stop shop for everything, www.navysports.com. Come back and finish up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment right here, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Sports Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Big week in Navy athletics. Chad Deegan of men's golf selected as the NAAA Athlete of the Week. Why? Here's Phil Bergman with the Navy 90 to give you all the details.
Navy men's and women's cross country dominated their only home meet for the 2021 season, winning the Navy cross country twilight races. On the men's side, Navy took all of the top 10 spots and scored a perfect 15 points in the race. Senior Miguel Mathias crossed the finish line first in 23 minutes, 59 seconds. On the women's side, junior Elizabeth Sullivan took first, winning by more than 30 seconds. Navy placed 8 runners in the top 10. Men's soccer took care of business on the road, taking down George Washington 1-0 in our nation's capital. The victory is Navy's third shutout in its last 4 games. The Mids are back at home Tuesday, hosting Longwood. The game starts at 7, and you can watch the action on ESPN+. Navy women's tennis won 3 flights at the Bill and Sandra Moore Invitational. Jillian Taggart and Sylvia Eklund won their respective flights, while Samantha Johns and Casey Moore won the B-Flight doubles competition. Navy spring football kicks off its season Saturday at St. Thomas Aquinas in New York. This will be the first game for new head coach Alfonso Matus. And lastly, congrats to men's golf captain Chad Deegan for making a hole-in-one at Bethpage State Park Sunday. The senior finished second, just a stroke out of the lead, while Navy as a team plays sixth at the Doc Gimler.
Thank you, Phil. Phil back again, of course, with more great features. You can catch everything that he does at NavySports.com, highlighting student-athletes, coaches of our 33 varsity programs. That'll do it for this week's program. Again, no football this week. Mids are off in Houston coming up on September 25th. We look forward to seeing all of you in the Lone Star State. Our thanks to Bill Lusby, as always, for all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. As always, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union proudly serves the armed forces, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission, insured by NCUA. The Naval Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. SkinCeuticals Advanced Clinical Spa by Sullivan Surgery, offering targeted, no downtime treatments just for men. Seawolf Brewery. Liberty deserves a great beer. Enjoy responsibly. And by USAA. USAA is a proud sponsor of Navy Athletics and has been serving the military community's financial needs since 1922. Go Navy!